A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 7:30, 74 degrees.
We have a train crossing the road on 5600 West. I'm Heather Kelly.
Wild weather.
Heavy thunderstorms caused flooding in communities across Utah overnight. KSL News Radio's Dan Bama says that Mapleton was one of the areas hit hard, but people were able to get out of the way before the storm hit.
Mapleton managed to avoid major damage from mud and debris coming down from a wildfire burn scar. Fire Chief Nicholas Glasgow said they've had months to get ready.
We built the communication channels necessary with the community to be able to activate very quickly that information and get people out so that we don't have a loss of life.
There were no injuries. Sandbags kept the debris flows mostly on city streets. Enterprise and Enoch were hit with flash floods for the second time this week. Flooding also reported in Richfield and in Salt Lake City and Murray. The weather also delayed one missionary's homecoming. Governor Spencer Cox says his son's flight from Phoenix had to be diverted to Cedar City. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
The storms put an early end to the Salt Lake Bees game last night. They'll get to pick up where they left off this afternoon. At the time the game was paused, Las Vegas was leading 2-0 in the top of the second inning. In Spanish Fork, the rodeo also had a pause last night when the heavy rain left some large puddles out in the middle of the arena. Will we get another round of storms today? That's the question. Let's get a check of weather with KSL's Kristen Van Dyke.
Storm chances start to head back towards central and southern Utah today, with mainly a chance for storms in the mountains, only a slight chance for valley storms this afternoon and evening. And we'll continue to dry things out as we head into the weekend. And that means our temperatures going back up again. Highs at 99 today, and we'll have temperatures in the triple digits for the next 3 days in a row.
10% chance of rain today through Sunday, then 30% chance to start the week next week. The storms are gone, and the big Pioneer Day Parade will begin at 9 this morning. We find KSL News Radio's Mary Richards live along the parade route, where people spent an eventful night and probably a fun morning for you too, Mary, after following all of the fires and things in the last few months.
That's for sure, Tim. This really has been a fun morning talking to people because everybody's just so excited and happy that this is back. Anytime I talk to someone, they mention tradition. They love Pioneer Day. They love this parade. I love this parade. Emily and Melinda say their grandmother passed away a month ago, but she came every year to camp out with them.
She air mattressed it and everything, and then did breakfast in the morning with us and all that stuff. So.
And you might be having memories of her today.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Yes, a lot.
You
know, this was her thing. Even the storm. The rain came on us and we were getting soaked. And she's like, it's just a little rain. Don't worry about it.
Just a little rain. They're wet things. They hung up to dry all night, but this morning's beautiful. I've seen some of the floats already. They're over on West Temple. They look incredible. Some of them are 2 years in the making because last year's parade was canceled. Live Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Great family traditions. There are going to be some major road closures in downtown because of the parade and the marathon this morning. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly joins me live from the KSL Traffic Center with more. Heather?
Yes, we are looking at South Temple shutdown. That's all eastbound between 300 West and 200 South. From there, you will not be able to get onto 200 South at all, heading from South Temple all the way down to 900 South. And then 900 South is closed as you head east from 200 South to Liberty Park at 700 East. So that's the big closure, and some cars are being allowed over those roadways when the parade is not going on. So right now you might be able to cross from time to time since no floats are going by. But the same is true up on Foothill Boulevard, 1300 East and South Temple as well, as we have runners coming through those areas. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
If you're coming into downtown, UTA says they're increasing tracks and front runner services to help you get to the Days of 47 parade. The front runner operating every 60 minutes, tracks operating every 30. And if you want more information about the schedule, just go to rideuta.com. KSL's top national stories this hour. The Tokyo 2020 opening ceremony now underway.
In the past, a crowded parade of athletes have represented their respective countries during the opening ceremony. In Tokyo, that won't happen. Unlike the last time the city hosted the Summer Olympics in 1964, only 5,000 or 6,000 socially distant athletes are expected, with about 1,000 spectators in Olympic Stadium, including global leaders like First Lady Dr. Jill Biden, leading the U.S. diplomatic delegation.
ABC's Kenneth Moten says a majority of the Japanese people still very concerned that hosting the Games could lead to an even bigger COVID outbreak in the country. Speaking of First Lady Jill Biden, she gave the team a little pep talk before opening ceremonies.
You've given up so much to be here. You've sacrificed time with friends and pushed yourself harder than you thought you could.
The First Lady says becoming an Olympian is rare during a normal time, but today's athletes deserve extra praise for achieving their goals during a pandemic. And about 4 minutes ago, Team USA entered National Stadium.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.